This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Born May 17th, our next guest is the flamboyant frontman for the Hollywood-based band, who have established themselves as one of the most entertaining live acts in the world. His name is Michael Starr. The band is Steel Panther. Only now, the band has recently announced that they will release a 15th anniversary edition of the album that started it all, their debut album, Feel the Steel. Please welcome Steel Panther frontman and longtime friend of the show, Michael Starr.
Mr. Michael Starr, welcome back. How are you, brother?
Feels good to be back on the air with you guys. I feel good, dude.
Dude, I cannot believe Feel the Steel came out 15 years ago. What a run.
Yeah, I can't believe they're coming out with Backstage Barbie. That'd be killer.
Right? There's a little backstage. She's from Oklahoma. There's a backstage pass in her ass. It's...
Oh, dude. Then you got to make cocaine Barbie. It would be pretty cool, too, as well.
Sure. It's, dude, by the way, the two new tracks that came out of the Japanese release, I Want Your Tease and You Don't Make Me Feel Dumb. Oh, so yeah. Glad you put those out. I've literally been laughing, and I Want Your Tease all morning. Literally all morning.
I appreciate that. We just had so many songs for that. Still a couple more that I think, if I'm not mistaken, we never finished recording, but we started recording them, and then we're just like, let's just go with the ones we have. And then we had a couple left over, and we're like, what are we going to do with them? And that's when we learned that you always have to have something left over for Japan. Otherwise, they don't sell them out there for you.
Of course. Well, listen, this started, I remember seeing you before the first record deal at the Key Club. Petty Cash opened up, and I'd never seen it. I'd heard the legend. I knew about Metal School, and you guys had become Steel Panther, and I knew about the Viper Room, and I talked to, like, Jizzy Pearl about jamming with you guys, and just, but it was all hearsay. Everything was just internet talk, a couple of videos I'd caught up on, and then I saw the band live. And I just remember... I remember looking up at that stage and just my like a slack-jawed maroon. I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life, man. And
Thanks, man. Well, that's the Feel the Steel record is really, it's just a reflection of what that time for us as a cover band was. And we put it on vinyl. We put it on CD. Put it on cassette even, too. But it was cool, man. It's like that whole time was just filled with, you know, the Petty Cash band. We just did a festival in Copenhagen. And now he's playing with Offspring. So we're all doing different stuff and playing festivals and rocking together all over the world.
Yeah.
A lot of talented people from that time, man.
Dude, well, listen, by the way, are you out for a hike right now?
No, I'm just trying to take a dump.
I literally hear you breathing, and I'm like, is this dude so crazy he's working out while we're doing? I'm like, what a maniac. Because, listen,
I have to admit, I'm not lying. I'm hiking, man. You know, yeah. I've been... you know, when you get up to be in 70, you got to really work out hard, Johnny.
Of course, man. Listen, we've seen how it works. And listen, I don't want you to drop out, son. You've got it together. I know that you've broken that 7-0, and it's not easy, but you look incredible. And you look incredible.
I appreciate modern medicine and your compliments. Thank you.
But, man, going back to everything, it really, the idea that this band, it is some of the greatest musicians in the world today. I'd fight anybody over that. It really is something, a magical show. Anybody who's not seen it, it's impossible to correctly really describe it. It's never, here's what I've done so many times. I've talked to people, I've said why, I played them the music, but until they're standing in front of that stage and they get through the first 5-6 songs and all of a sudden you can see the light go on, they're like, oh, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. It is so much more than just a band. It's just musicians or just songs. It's Steel Panther. It's one of a kind.
Yeah, some people can really get it and understand it, and other people, it takes them a little bit to get it, but ultimately we are a band for a party. Bring your buddies. I said this so many times on your show, man. You bring your friend that's never seen us before, give him a couple beers, and you guys bond like you've never bonded before over songs like Asian Hooker. You know, I mean, there's just so many songs for friends to bond over. And there's also songs that empower women, too, as well, like Fat Girl.
Yes.
They love that song.
That's right. That's right.
Yep.
You don't ever body shame. You're like, you say it as it is. Don't you? You don't let people say fat like it's a bad thing. You guys know it's a love song to big girls. You guys were the original. And by the way, the fact that Steel Panther started just a few years later, the Me Too, the woke, everything that came along with it, I was wondering how it was going to play out. And it did just like I thought it would. Like, the people that get it. And I believe you even get better fuel and you move farther along. The more you get the weird, fringe, irritated people, the funnier it gets. Because everybody who's in on the joke just looks at them and goes, you got no sense of humor anymore. You got nothing. It's an incredible show, man.
Well, I got to tell you, for this 15th anniversary Feel the Steel record, right? We didn't remaster it like everyone remasters the stuff. And if we did, I don't remember being talked about it. But I'll tell you what we did do is we reworked the whole record artwork. It's completely different than the first one.
Cool.
And it's all like outtakes from, you know, the pictures that we, there was a couple mock-ups that we got to choose from. And this is one of them, but it's just been altered as well from that point too. So it's really cool. You know, Lexi's on it, which is cool. And, you know, people have been commenting like, oh, is Lexi going to come play some songs? And I just want to say it on the radio that is not going to be happening unless it happens. And I don't know what's happening. So as far as right now, it's not happening.
You know what? But you guys, it took you a while to settle in on Spider. But, again, I don't think it ultimately the fans just accepted him and the train kept rolling.
Yeah, I think so too. It's been, you know, dude. When you lose your best friend, buddy you worked with for so long, dude. We were together for 25 years.
Yeah, I know.
So it's, you know, to have him not be there, it was scary. But Spider came in, man, and he's become one of my closest buddies on a tour. Him and I hike together all the time. We drink a lot of coffee in the morning because he's always hungover, and I got to wake him up. Yeah. But you know, we have a great time, and it's fun, dude. And the crowd, you know. Look, he's not easy on the eyes. He's not going to get a bunch of girls. You know what I'm saying? But he's a guy you can look at and go, I bet he plays hockey. I bet he likes pizza.
I bet
he likes beer, dude. I bet he likes working on cars. See, and that's Spider, dude.
I thought that was by design to just cut down on any kind of vibe, you know.
Yeah, no hotness. You know, we tried a couple hot dudes and one muscly guy.
Yeah.
And we're like, you know what? Let's keep us the super hot guys, Satchel and Michael. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, he's you're right, man. He does look like a hockey player, like he's taken a few shots and he has been to prison a couple times, but I mean it's not the end of the world, right?
That's funny, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna use that one on stage. Thank you very much for that.
Straight
out of prison, Spider.
You guys were in Europe the same time I was over. I went to see with Chuck from Loudwire Nights, we went to see AC/DC at Wembley, which I can't even tell you how happy and incredible it was. And you know, because you were over touring at the same time. I love the States. This is where I'm from. Of course, I have a great deal of pride here. So before we get into that discussion, but the audience that you see in Europe when they decide they're having a good time, it's the best time ever. I have never seen 90,000 people in that beer drinking, boozy, arms around each other, ultra sing along. Like, I got truly emotional watching AC/DC, man.
Yeah, it's a real thing. The crowds are different, and they're different from every from every country.
Yeah.
In Europe, they vary. Like in Germany, they like to be tough and do moshing and rah, rah.
Yeah, yeah.
But if we do like a little joke or something, they just kind of stand there and go, ha ha.
Yes.
Yeah, that's all you get.
Yes.
You know, but you start playing some music that moves them physically and they're all over the place.
Yes.
We played Greece for the first time. And man, I'll tell you what, dude, everything that we said on stage, they were just laughing and rolling, having a good time. And the other thing that was really tripping me out, Johnny.
Yeah.
Is there was all these young kids in the front row, like singing our songs. And I'm talking like teenagers.
I'm not
talking about 30-year-olds.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Talking about young kids, right?
Yeah.
And they're singing our songs and they're rocking out. And Spider comes to me and goes, I feel awkward singing to them these lyrics. And I go, dude, don't worry about it. I'll sing. You just play bass, man. Come on.
Well,
I said, just give him a Disney smile. That's all you got to do, and everything's fine.
By law, he has to stay to the back of the stage to keep that distance correct, doesn't he?
Well, yeah, he's taped off, but he got a little too far. It was Greece. He was excited. But Greece is really cool. It was the first time we played Greece on this tour.
Awesome.
And we literally just got back like 5 days ago. And, you know, we did Slovakia, and we did like three or four far eastern countries that we've never played before. And it was really cool. And they were so grateful we were there. They're mosh pitting this community property. And I think I've told you this stuff before, but it just continues on. And it's like, I tell you, Steel Panther fans are like college students, Johnny. They come in, they study for 3 years and party their asses off, and then they go on and have a normal life. And then a new crop of people come in and start watching us.
Well, because
of course, you have the guys who never stop drinking and partying and doing blow, and they keep coming.
It's legend. You're right. After 15 years, the legend has been solidified. 6 studio albums, live albums, touring all over the place. It really is. And you'll never see a better show. And that's the thing that I love to hear afterwards, that people remark, because they know they love the record. They laugh, the whole thing. But they see it and they hear. And I'm telling you, man, there are bands out there that wish they could write Steel Panther songs right now. Major bands, Motley Crue level bands, wish they could sing as good, play as good, move as well, have their timing that well. Hell, like each other that much.
Totally, dude. We actually do like each other. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know what it's like with the crew you got.
Yeah.
Every now and then you just want to punch somebody in the face, but you don't. You get past that.
That's right. That's right.
And then you realize, oh, I love that person. They're pretty cool.
That's right.
You know?
That's it, man.
Hey, we got off the plane. I said goodbye to everybody, and then I went home, and I'm like, said hi to my family, which was great to be home and everything. And then I just started missing them. I started missing the routine because I was about almost 7 weeks together we spent out in Europe, and we became like a family out of routine, and it was cool, man. It was really, really fun. The new record, by the way, is doing really well for us, especially in Europe, man. People are singing the shit out of the new songs. And I think we may have found our new glory hole in Friends with Benefits. People really seem to really like that song.
Excellent. Excellent, man. Well, listen, I can't wait to buy the new vinyl because that's what I got to go back and do because I've got everything downloaded digitally. And so now I'm going to go back and buy it all on vinyl because like everybody else, I went back to the original. And
hey, another thing, too, is if you buy if you pre-order the record,
yeah,
you'll get a code where eventually you'll be able to download some of the demos from the songs on that record.
Excellent.
Which will be pretty cool.
Dude, I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to get you guys back in Kansas City.
Yeah, me too, man. I can't wait to rock.
Dude, 15 years, all these records. In your wildest dreams, I mean, you've always shot for what you were looking for, but you never know. When that first record comes out and, you know, we're all getting together, Dave Downey, all the guys at record label, you guys, it just, and they were tentative. They were like, well, let's just see what flies. Like, and it did. It took off, and you guys worked your asses off. Like, there's no way, though, you could have seen the Wembley shows coming, the international shows, the festivals with 90,000 people from the Rockfest here in Kansas City. That's just monstrous.
No, I never saw it coming. And we played, where was it? Romania. And we're playing a festival. We're going on right before Judas Priest. We're all hanging backstage. Rob comes out and goes, you know you made it when you're playing a festival on a parking lot. And I'm like, oh, right on, cool. Dude, he goes, let's get a picture. I'm like, all right. I don't think I did his accent right, but he's a great dude, man. We hung out with him for a little bit and then watched him play. And I'm in the audience watching, you know, Rob Halford play.
Right.
And, you know, it's packed, like, I don't know, maybe 5,000-6,000 people. And I'm watching him play. We just went on right before him, and we're in Romania.
Isn't that crazy?
And the reality of that for me is just, it doesn't, I don't take it lightly. I'm very grateful for everything Steel Panther's got to do, have done and are getting ready to do. And it's just great. It's the best job in the world, Johnny, to go rock and just have people sing your music and the energy that you get from the audience, man. You cannot duplicate it. You can't buy it. You know, you have to go earn it. So when you earn it and you go get it, it's the best feeling ever.
No, and this is, anybody listening, this is so genuine and real. And I can't tell you how many people, and you've seen them too, that they'll get it. And then for some reason, they think it's a cooler thing to pretend it sucks or it's hard or it's not what they wanted in the first place. And you'll get those miserable twats. And I'm like, you're doing what kids they dream of or so many other bands want to do. You guys have always 100% loved it and respected it and been happy that you get to do it. And that shows in everything you do, every video, every album.
Yeah, I appreciate that because we really do really appreciate it a lot.
Yeah.
You know, it's not easy. There's only a small percentage of people who get to do what we do.
Yeah.
You know, very, very small percentage. And we're still doing it, and they can't get rid of us.
No, man.
We still keep coming around, and the promoters are eventually like, all right, let's book them. God damn it, I wish these guys were dead.
True.
You know, that's true, man. We have no choice.
Dude, I'm telling you, Steel Panther and HPV, it will still be on this earth when it's
I'm
all
telling you,
yes.
We're like cockroaches, bro.
Dude, I can't wait to check out the new re-release, and it's got the two new songs, and then, of course, I know you guys work on another album. We'll get together with all of it. But, brother,
did you play a clip of those yet?
Oh, I played at least five times. I played I Want Your Tees, and I played You Don't Make Me Feel Dumber probably four times this morning already.
Oh, well, thank you. I've never heard it on the air. That's awesome.
Well, really cool. Well, hell, man, you got anywhere to go? Here, this is, stay right here like this. Let's go! This is cool. Yeah, we fucking rock. We like chicks that suck our cocks. We drink beer in the morning, do coke all day. Look at me, babe, I'm okay. So here's the truth. You're not that pretty, but you got great boobs. Come here, woman, let me tell you what's on my mind. I wanna get you naked cause we're running out of time. I want your tits. Yeah, I want them all. I want your boobs. Come on, baby, play ball. I wanna squeeze them and taste them. You got the best boobs and the car. So good. So good, man. It is, I'm telling you, I'm so glad these two new ones are on the original, the very first, the debut album, the 15th anniversary edition of Feel the Steel is available, as all of them. And then the new record we should expect sometime the end of this year, early next year?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and also, while that was playing, I remembered why we didn't put it on the record. We didn't put it on the record because it was really, we felt it wasn't clever enough. It was just like straight to the point.
That's what made me laugh. That's
I know, right? Yeah. And we're like, we got to be a little more clever than that. It's got to be, you know, I think that I may have helped write this one a lot. Because I remember I was really into Rat at the time, and I still am.
Yes.
So, like, it's got a little bit of You Think You're Tough in there.
Very much.
And then there's a little bit of Lita Ford in there at the end of the chorus. And, so we're like, oh, it's got all that in there. The lyrics are a little bit too, you know, not clever enough maybe. So that's why it ended up here. But now it's out now, and people would expect nothing more than what that is right now. So it's great.
It's great. And You Don't Make Me Feel Dumb as an homage to, really, it's what people do. It's not just men and a man going to a girl. Like, but it's true. If you get with somebody and they're dumber than you, then you never have to feel stupid again. And I've seen...
Dude, oh my God, bro. That's so weird, but it's so true. You know what's funny is we had a choice between... Turn Out the Lights, or You Don't Make Me Feel Dumb.
Yeah.
And those two songs are kind of similar in key changes and a few things, right?
Right?
And tempo as well. So we had to decide which one to put on the record, and we chose to put on the song Turn Out the Lights, and that's why
I love
You Don't Make Me Feel Dumb's Japanese release.
And it is really, when you guys listen, we'll play a clip of it here. Guys, when you listen, you have to think about the homage to love and how to have a complementary relationship, a yin with your yang.
No, you don't, baby.
Listen, I absolutely love it, brother. I'm glad you're back.
Hey,
did you get
a little Kingdom Come out of there?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Listen.
That was late 80s we were doing back then. We were like kind of, you know, reaching.
No,
at that
you,
point.
Dude, I just listened to those guitar riffs. And again, you've always managed to hit it with every record. But you go back to that, and I'm like, God, the guitar tones, you hear the Bon Jovis, the Rats, you hear the Motleys, you hear all the stuff that you love. But it's just enough in the back that it's just all feel good, right? Like, it's no pun intended. It's all got that, you don't even know why at first, you just love it. And then, again, the lyrics are brilliant, and the ending is always the show. That is it. So many bands can't do the live show. They'll have a great record, and you guys are the exact opposite. You'll have a great record, and then the show puts it over the top. That's what really makes it all come alive.
Yeah, I think you might be right. And I think it's attributed to is doing all those cover gigs.
Yeah,
you know, we played for so many years playing other people's music that we learned how to play in front of an audience, learned how to make people laugh, and, you know, we failed miserably, but we learned what worked and what didn't work. And then when it was time to actually record a record, we had the experience of recording, we recorded it, and then we went out and played in front of audiences, and we had a lot of experience with that. So it really helped us a lot, like move us up quicker, I think.
No, the timing, that's what killed me. Go back all the way to that first show I saw at the Key Club. I was just so knocked out by the pacing, the timing, the way that everything flowed through, like from start to finish. And then the show was suddenly over, and I thought, my God, I wish there was another half hour in this. And you'd already done 90 minutes. It was, I mean, incredible, always. And just like a Steel Panther show is, Mike.
Well, dude, I appreciate that, man, so much. You know, I want to tell you one story about the title of the record. Because we didn't know what to name it. I think we were going to name it Metal School or Metal Shop or something that had to do with our old names. We're trying to, like, put that in there. And we're like, what are we going to name it? Like, Hotspot or One Trick Pony? All this kind of,
right.
I don't know. We had a list of bad names, okay?
Yeah.
And the label came back and said, how about Feel the Seal? And we're like, motherfucker, how'd you come up with that? That's fucking great. Oh, excuse me. Sorry. I forgot. Like, how did they come up with that? That is great, dude, because it's sexy and it has to do with steel. You know what I mean? It was great. Great record title, I think.
And you don't ever expect your record company to come up with a good idea. As a rule, that's not what they do.
They nailed it. Feel the Steel, bro, all day long. Feel the Steel 15 times.
And then you know, when you shot the video and you see that, of course, it's got the Hot for Teacher vibe. But then Sarah Silverman, I'm like, how did they get Sarah Silverman in this? And it's brilliant.
I'll tell you how. You want to know how?
Yes, yes.
So Brian Posehn is a friend of the band.
Awesome.
And so is Scott Ian. They're all tied in together. And so we asked him to direct it because he's a director. And at the time, he was on a show with Sarah Silverman. He goes, hey, I can get Sarah to come down. We're like, yeah, cool, whatever. And he wrote a piece for her. She came down and she hung out, and she was really hot, dude. Like, she came in early morning, pretty beat up, and then she went into makeup and came out and looked killer.
Jesus
and she
Christ.
Told me to go straight up. She goes, don't talk to me till I have my makeup on. I'm like, okay.
So good.
We just went in there, and then we're outside of the classroom, and Brian goes, hey, do that thing where you say, like, that's all but metal.
Right.
They wrote that, like, right before that scene. And so, you know, they told me what the idea was. I was like, oh, okay. And we just, I think we did that take like maybe three or four times just to get a good feel for it. But I thought it was hilarious,
that's
man.
Perfect.
She was so good, and she's so she wouldn't kiss me. I was like, what's she doing this scene where she's kissing me? And she's like, no, I'm good.
Dude, but all the videos have been like that, man. I mean, the stuff Riggle has done, you've got the different videos. I mean, the videos for Glory Hole, like you just look at that and you go, Jesus Christ, we're pussy whipped. But, you know, all of them just across the board, I've loved every one of the videos. Like, I'll use.
Dude, Riggle wrote that whole script for that thing.
He's
for probably like Tomorrow's the End of the World.
He's brilliant.
He wrote the whole thing, he directed it, he actually did all the location scouting for it, he picked all the people to be in it. He went all in, and he killed it, man. And same with Danny for Glory Hole. That was really good.
Dude, and Riggle is just, you know, he's Kansas City through and through. He's just as real a good cat as you're ever going to meet in your entire life.
Yep.
Yeah, no, he's the real deal, man.
It's cool, man. Now him and Styx are doing a podcast together. And
I saw that.
That's pretty cool, man.
All right.
Listen, you never know what's going to happen, Johnny.
Listen, all I'm waiting on is when we're really going to get, I'm going to get in a video. We've been talking about it for 15 goddamn years now. I'm ready. Listen, if I got to buy, are you going to sell parts in the video? Because now at this point, I'm just going to purchase it.
Hey, you know what? We'll do a GoFundMe for parts in the video.
That's
how
right.
About that?
That's exactly right. I'm in for up to a grand. That's it. I'll buy my way.
Oh, my God,
it, for God's
dude.
Sake.
A grand?
Yes, I'm in
you
for
can
a
get
grand.
It for 200, dude.
I love you, brother. I'll talk to you soon, man. And congratulations on everything. I just really appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you, too. Everybody there today, thanks for having me on, and have a great day.
You too, man. Great Michael Starr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.